Hi, it's Carl from Camino Ways, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Lisbon. So, Lisbon is an absolutely fantastic city. It's located on the Portuguese Way. It's actually the first stop on the Portuguese Way. And it's definitely a place where you could spend an extra night before you kick off your Camino. Located next to the Iberian Peninsula, Lisbon is Portugal's capital, for those of you who don't know. It's a hotbed for culinary delights, culture, and history. We travelled to the Portuguese metropolis recently, trying to discover the top 10 things to see and do when you visit. I've managed to narrow it down to 10 here, but it's definitely open for up for debate because there's so much to see and do. So if you have any thoughts on it at all, just visit our blog, 10 Things to Do in Lisbon. Leave some tips down below for some other happy pilgrims that will be delighted to read your input. So the first thing on the list is Torre de Belém. It can be hard to distinguish what time period this landmark dates back to, guys. We've got some Gothic, some Romanesque, and some Moorish influence in its architecture, all blended into one. It's an absolute must-see looking out onto the Atlantic Ocean there. Number two, the Monastery of Geronimos. The monastery is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was built in honor of the Age of Exploration. Located just outside the city centre, there is a lovely park right next to it, and there's also some really nice restaurants there, guys, and we'll get on to food a little bit later, but this is a great place to spend the afternoon. Number three is a museum, and it's for the art lovers, the Museum of Modern Art. Portugal is no stranger to wonderful art. The country has produced geniuses like Nuno Goncalves and Josefa de Abidos. Apologies to both of them for my pronunciation. Their works can be found in this paradise for art lovers. There's also works there from local and international artists. If you've been to a Museum of Modern Art before, guys, you'll know what to expect. But this one obviously has particular Portuguese flair that may be of interest to you. Next up, we've got the Mercado de Ribeira, and it is exactly as it sounds. It's a market, and a market that is the best renowned for food in Lisbon. It's split into two sections, so downstairs you're going to find all your fresh fruit and vegetables, and then upstairs you've got some modern Portuguese delicacies and also some food carts and things like that. If you want to stop by and pick something up, it's a really great option. Also, you can go there and eat. That leads me nicely on to nightlife. So we've got some nightlife at number 5 in Barro Alto. And if you're looking for a lively evening to spice up your Camino journey before you even set sail, you're going to find great value food and drink there. And it's a hot spot for locals and tourists alike. So, you know, it's just brimming with culture and atmosphere. Number 6 is Caxias Beach. So summer in Lisbon, as I'm sure you're aware, is pretty warm. If you fancy a dip to cool off, Caxias Beach is the spot. If you've never tried surfing, or even if you have, this is a great place to give it a go. There's some really well-renowned waves there, but it's perfect for beginners as well, and you can take lessons. Number 7, ride the trams. This is a tip from Maria, who works here, who had been to Portugal recently and been to Lisbon. She said the trams are the best way to see the city. Now, we talked to Pedro, another Portuguese man who works in our products team here, and he said Tram 28 in particular is very popular with tourists. He recommends that one, and he says that you explore the Alfama district in all its glory. So hop on tram number 28 there, guys. You won't be disappointed. Number 8, Pastéis de Belém. Now, you've probably heard of Pastéis de Nata. Pastéis de Nata is a pastry delicacy in Portugal, but Lisbon has its own claim to this famous Portuguese treat. This place in Belém reckoned that they came up with the recipe first. Like I said, it's open to debate. We don't know for sure, but definitely taste some Pastéis de Belém when you get to Lisbon. Number 9. Go to a Fado concert, and this one is a recommendation from Laura on our marketing team. Fado is a genre of music that originated in the 1820s in Lisbon. It consists of guitars and viola, really. It's a boppy kind of music that'll get you off your feet, and you will find performances in many of Lisbon's most lively bars. Definitely one to check out. And last but not least, For the shopping conscious minded of you, we have Liberdade Avenue. This is known as the Champs-Élysées of Lisbon. You can shop till you drop here, or you can just kind of people watch, enjoy the wide green street and just soak in the atmosphere. This is another really nice place. Sit down, have a cup of coffee. Definitely one of the more upmarket spots, but giving you a nice little diversity, a little flavour of the that side of the city. So that's it from us, guys, this week. I hope that you enjoyed the podcast. As always, for more information, you can contact the travel specialist directly at www.caminoways.com. And as always, we will be delighted to hear from you.